Watch our roommate leave late for work every day.
What time do you work? 11?
Yeah.
What time is it?
I actually don't know. What time is it?
It's 11.
What time do you work?
11.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and women can get away with this. Women can show up to work whenever they want and not get fired. I literally have personal experience with this. Actually, it was a job I worked at where it was two females who would come late to work, like literally every day. And there was always an excuse. Like, I mean, after like the second, third time, there is no excuse. Like, we got to let you go. A man, do you think a man could come to work late every day for 6 months to a year? And one of them was real bad. One of them was a manager, though, at that. I forgot to put in that little detail. One of them was a manager. Not only that, sometimes she would come like 4 or 5 hours late. If my black ass did that, you already know.
I'll break your jaw right now, you fat fucking.
You want to kiss?
No, I'll fucking break your jaw there, bitch.
Low IQ white man. Now, what people like to avoid talking about is the average white American is closer to this guy with the white shirt. Like, when I think of white men in America, sorry to my white listeners, nothing against you, I'm just saying. When I think about the average white man in America, I think of this guy or something closer to this guy versus some guy in a polo who speaks proper English and goes to church every Sunday. You know, and the reason I say that, because it's this idea out in the world that the white man is like the epitome of, you know, human. Like, everybody should be looking up to the white man. He's setting the example for the world. Like, no, the average white person in America is a piece of shit. Smoking Marlboros, drinking Monsters. Okay, I went left there. But anyway, look, man, don't get into fights. Just try to avoid fights. If you get in your face, you'd be like, yeah, okay, man. All right. But, well, actually, if you get this close to me, I'm punching you. If you get anywhere that close to me and walking up on me, I'm punching you. Don't let somebody get that close to you. It's the mistake Chris Rock made. Like, when somebody walking up on you like they about to hit you or like they aggressive, yeah, you bomb first. Pac taught us that. Bomb first. Don't wait for that motherfucker to punch you. But yeah, try to avoid situations like this. You ain't pussy. You're smart for doing that.
Did you see your ex-boyfriend is here? He brought his new girlfriend. Are you going to say something to her? Let's spice things up, you guys. Did you see Eric is here? Doesn't he still owe you money from the Hamptons last summer? Who made the brownies? You did? Okay, I heard Jessica say that hers are better.
Okay, this skit is implying that this is only a few bad apples in the female gender. No, this is most women. They might not be this blatant with starting drama. They're usually more covert with it. This is more blatant because it's a joke. But most women do little slick shit like this.
Oh, Peter, what's happening? Listen,
Yeah, man, I've had this happen to me plenty of times. Kind of got to just tell people about themselves. Like, what you think you're the boss or something, man? No, man. I already got to take shit from the person who's actually the manager or supervisor or whatever. I'm not taking shit from you too, dude. Like, cut it out. And people will use any excuse to take the initiative to act like they're your boss. Oh, well, I helped the boss with some paperwork once, so it's kind of like I'm a manager. So, yeah, get over here and do that. No. Or people will do whatever mental gymnastics they have to do to justify feeling superior to you. So if you own the window, you will look down to the dude on the fries, even though technically you're not his manager. But you feel like your job is more important than his, so now you treating him like he less than you. Man, fuck out of here.
You ready? Y'all ready?
I matched with this woman today on Hinge and she told me I made her day with what I said about one of her photos. She had a slight resemblance to Miley Cyrus, almost like she could have been her sister, and I asked her if anyone ever said she looked like her before.
Dude, if she looked like Miley Cyrus, I'm sure a million people have told her that before. Even the first line that you said, I matched with this woman today and she told me I made her day with what I said about one of her photos. Like, you gotta know when women are running game. If she's attractive, she get compliments all the time. So that statement right there just sounds like she being nice. But guys are so desperate, and I don't blame them, but guys are so desperate. If a woman say anything remotely nice, it's like, oh man, she's really into me. Like, no, women just say stuff to be nice sometimes. Or maybe it was genuine. Maybe what you said about her photo really did make her day. That don't mean she want to date you. She just appreciate the attention and the compliment. Don't mean she like you or want to date you. But yeah, that's not a good pickup line. If you're going to try to holler at bitches telling her that she look like a celebrity, that's already coming from a place of kind of kissing her ass and letting her know that you see her as up there with the celebrity kind of in a way. Like that you think she looks like a celebrity is basically what you're telling her. And that's gassing her up.
She said that I was the first and that I made her day.
Yeah, all right.
But she didn't ask me anything back.
Exactly.
Like, how is my day going? Nothing. Just seem to take the compliment and that's it.
That's the only reason they own there.
I usually let this slide and I just go on to talk about something else. As you can't always expect someone to try and keep a conversation going. Especially so early on. But this time it just didn't sit well with me, especially because her profile was pretty bare, like all mirror selfies, and so I made a little joke just teasing a bit and I insinuated that she doesn't put much effort into online dating.
Now that might have got you somewhere, the insult. You would be better off insulting women. I'm not saying you should, but I'm just making a bigger point. You would be better off throwing a jab at a chick to get her to like you than saying you look like Miley Cyrus. But yeah, there's no pressure for a woman to keep on a conversation with a guy. Like, for what? I got a bunch of dudes in my inbox. Why would I put in effort to get to know you? You're not special. I'm the prize. That's how they look at it. And you just can't forget, they're not on there to genuinely get to know somebody. They on there for hookups with nines and tens and to get validation from everybody below 9 and 10.
But this time it just didn't sit well with me, especially because her profile was pretty bare, like all mirror selfies, and so I made a little joke just teasing a bit and I insinuated that she doesn't put much effort into online dating. She proceeded to send a lengthy message about how her life is basically filled to the brim.
Yep.
She's going to school full time and working. Why she didn't mention that on her profile is beyond me.
Because she don't want to say that to the hot guys. That's her excuse for the guy she's not attracted to. Oh, yeah, I'm busy. Anytime a woman talk about how busy she is and she can't make time for you because she's so busy, she go to school, she babysit, she volunteer down at the soup kitchen. You know, she watch her cousin sometimes. She paint houses on Saturdays and Sunday. Look, she not into you because I don't care how busy a woman is. If you hot and she into you, she'll make time. She will make time at 3 a.m. if she have to. She'll make time.
Why she didn't mention that on her profile is beyond me. And then she said it was actually me not putting any effort into online dating and she called my opener generic.
See, when you say something critical about a woman, that nice girl act goes away real fucking quick. Real quick. Even if you don't say nothing real mean, but even if you just say something that isn't kissing her ass, that whole nice girl act go away real quick. That's why I never believe women when they put on a nice girl act. Like, you might know a chick from work and she might seem really nice. Dude, most of the time, that's an act. 90% of the time, that's an act. That's not how she really act when she at home and shit. And when her guard down and when she ain't got people judging her, she just at home or with people she comfortable with. She don't really act like that.
And then she said it was actually me not putting any effort into online dating and she called my opener generic. I asked her why she said it made her day then. She said she was just being nice.
Yep.
I told her I was going to go ahead and unmatch. And I encouraged her to delete her profile if her life was so busy.
Yeah, you don't get it.
I feel like if you have such little time for online dating that you can only do the bare minimum, then you shouldn't expect more than the bare minimum.
But see, even the fact that you putting in this much effort to go back and forth with her is confirming to her that you weren't anything valuable. You see what I'm saying? The fact that you're so invested into this after only having a couple exchanges with a woman shows how pathetic you are in her mind. I'm not saying you're pathetic, like I get it, but in her mind, you're fucking pathetic.
I feel like if you have such little time for online dating that you can only do the bare minimum, then you shouldn't expect more than the bare minimum in return. I might be wrong about how I handled her response, but at least I'm actually trying. Unlike her. And I felt like she was being a little disingenuous to say she didn't like my opener.
You must not have a lot of experience with women, or you know that most of them are disingenuous. And you see how this dude is questioning himself after she was being a bitch? Like, that's how these women will have you. No, dude, you didn't do nothing wrong. She's a cunt. This is why you shouldn't be a super, super nice guy when it comes to women. Be a nice guy in the world. Be a nice guy to men. No homo. Like, that will get you further in life. Well, actually, no, they'll take it as a weakness too. But I think you would get further in life being nice to men than you would being nice to women. Even though you're going to get bad results with that too, because they're going to see you as soft, you're going to get better results more often being nice to men than being nice to women.